With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. The House approving a Ukrainian aid package.
The Pentagon is poised to get weapons moving to Ukraine within days, relying on a network of already equipped storage sites in the U.S. and Europe. The legislation will move back to the Senate for expected passage next week before heading to President Biden's desk for his signature.
Correspondent George Williams says the Ukraine aid is all part of an overall package with separate outlays for Israel and other U.S. allies in the Indo-Pacific region. During debate, House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Texas Republican Mike McCaul said the world is keeping a sharp eye on Washington.
Once again today, we need to speak with one voice as one nation, especially when addressing our adversaries. For Putin is watching us. Chairman Xi is watching us, and the Ayatollah is watching us.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Senate this week dismissing impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, ending the push to remove him from office. On the Salem News program this week on the Hill, Majority Leader in the House, Steve Scalise, said Mayorkas should have been tried.
He should have been able to present his case. If he's really innocent, then he would have presented his case and proven his innocence. But he couldn't do that. So Schumer used some of his henchmen to literally just discard this. And the American people are disgusted by it because they want a secure border. The country deserves a secure border.
Members of the jury have been sent home for the weekend after failing to reach a verdict Friday in the trial of a 75-year-old Arizona rancher accused of shooting, fatally, a migrant. George Allen Kelly is charged with second-degree murder. This is SRN News. In today's world, when it comes to youth pastors in this country, there is a major problem.
According to a poll conducted by Arizona Christian University, a lot of the men who are leading young people in local churches lack a biblical worldview. The survey finds only 54% of youth ministers believe that Jesus is the only way to salvation. Just over one-third of them think that there are absolute truths. And only 62% of youth pastors are confident that the Bible is the true word of God to all people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
German lawmakers approving legislation that will make it easier for people who are living as the opposite sex to actually change their name and gender in official records. That law is one of several social reforms Chancellor Olaf Scholz, a liberal coalition government, pledged when he took office 3 years ago. This is SRN News. Nevada's Supreme Court handing setbacks to gun right defenders and pro-life activists in two new rulings. Here's Rhonda Rockstra.
The justices upheld the state's ban on ghost guns, overturning a lower court's ruling that sided with a gun manufacturer's argument. The 2021 law regulating firearm parts with no serial numbers was unconstitutionally vague, saying the law's language passes legal muster. Abortion rights advocates, meanwhile, cheered the other ruling in a fight over a voter petition on reproductive health care, but they've since replaced it with another petition they're confident will qualify for the November ballot, focused specifically on abortion rights. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Police say three of five teenagers shot in Maryland during a high school senior skip day have now been released from the hospital, while the condition of the most seriously injured student has improved. More details at SRNnews.com.